Chapter 16. Lexi was sputtering and coughing, her eyes watering from the pepper spray. She felt strong arms wrap around her, pulling her to her feet. "Lexi, are you okay?" Jack's face was etched with lines of concern.
"I think so."
She managed to get the words out between coughs. On the other side of the room, she saw Jason face down on the floor with two detectives trying to wrestle him into handcuffs. His violent yelling and squirming wasn't making the job easy for them. "What were you thinking?" Jack demanded. "You could have been killed." Lexi felt her cheeks grow hot. She looked down at the floor. She had been foolish to confront Jason herself. She had been thinking of him as her old friend and had forgotten how dangerous he was. Jack tilted her chin up with his thumb, forcing her to look at him. He wiped a tear from her cheek. The tender look in his eyes made her heart melt. Then his lips were on hers, causing her body to tingle. Her stomach did a little flip-flop. She leaned in, accepting his kiss. She forgot about everything, losing herself in the delicious sensations that were rippling through her. Then she remembered he had a girlfriend. She pulled away like a child pulling their hand back from a hot stove. Jack's eyes flew open, a startled look on his face.
"Is something wrong?"
"You know what's wrong. You shouldn't be kissing me like that. What would your girlfriend think?" Lexi felt hot, searing anger replacing the warm, tingly feelings that had been there just a moment ago.
"Girlfriend? What are you talking about?"
"Don't try to deny it. I heard you calling her darling on the phone and saw her in your living room window one night with her long, curly hair." Lexi was close to tears. Why did she feel so hurt? Jack stared at her for a moment, his forehead wrinkled in confusion. Then she saw the wrinkles disappear. He let out a deep, long laugh.
"You think that was my girlfriend?"
His eyes twinkled with amusement. He turned, poking his head out the door.
"Hey, John, come in here for a minute."
Lexi stood there, bristling with anger. Just what did he think was so funny? Lexi glanced over, seeing a man saunter through the door. Black leather jacket, torn jeans, hair slicked back in a ponytail. An undercover detective?
"This is my partner, John Darling," Jack said, with emphasis on the detective's last name. "He usually wears his hair all loose and curly, but today he has the ponytail."
John turned around to show off his lengthy locks.
"I'm guessing he's the one you saw at my house."
Lexi felt her jaw drop open. Even though she felt like a fool, she couldn't help but see the humor in it. She held her hand out to the detective. "Nice to meet you," she said, stifling a giggle. He took her hand, shaking it firmly.
"So you're the one who's caused all the ruckus downtown?" he said with a wink.
"I am?"
"Sure. Jack's been working overtime all week, trying to get you crossed off the suspect list, so you can reopen your bakery."
He was interrupted by a commotion on their right. The other detectives were hauling Jason past them toward the door. He wasn't going easily.
"There's my cue to leave,"
John said. He joined the others, helping them push the soon-to-be former deputy mayor out the door to the waiting police car. Jack turned to Lexi, tucking a stray hair behind her ear.
"Lexi, I don't have a girlfriend," he said. "I'm not the kind of guy who does that sort of thing. I'm not like Kevin."
Lexi nodded. "I'm sorry. I guess I jumped to conclusions."
"Well, now that's cleared up. I think we might have some unfinished business."
Jack leaned down toward her. Lexi eagerly stood on her tiptoes to meet him. This time, she didn't worry about girlfriends, murderers, or cheating boyfriends as she surrendered herself fully to his spine-tingling, toe-curling kiss.